Like many new discoveries, many new questions can be asked. Why was the deep reef there in the first place? How could it survive at such depths? Why is it in such good shape as compared to the shallow water coral reefs off the Keys? When did it form? When was the Barrier Island paleo shoreline first flooded by sea level rise? Why wasn't this hard substrate covered with a much thicker shallow water reef, thus masking the Barrier Island geomorphological features? Similar features had never been discovered before on the West Florida margin. How much longer will this reef survive if sea level continues to rise? Our explanation is that a sea level still stand formed the Pulley Ridge Barrier Island, and the Gulf of Mexico was perhaps too cold for corals to form. So a shallow water reef never developed and could not cover the paleo shoreline and mask its features. Or perhaps renewed sea level rise was so fast that there was no time for a shallow water reef to form. Pulley Ridge is at the same depth, 70 meters, of the paleo shoreline S3 shoreline shown in a previous lecture. So we have tentatively determined it to be 14,000 years old by jump correlating to a paleo shoreline at the same depth in the same general area that has been age-dated.